Week 17. I appreciate you guys joining me for the last segment of the year, of the season. And I'm joined by a very special guest, Mr. Burleson. Thanks for joining me. We're going to start off by asking nicknames. What is your nicknames that you had growing up, and do you have any now? Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I've been waiting all year to sit in this seat and get interviewed by you. You've been doing a great job, by the way. The nicknames I got in high school was Cadillac. They said I was long and smooth like Cadillac. I got here. Recepticon was one of the names, playing alongside Megatron. But next year, since I had the knee surgery, got some metal in there, I'm going to go with RoboSlot. So make sure everybody remember, RoboSlot is coming back to Michigan 2013. All right, speaking of the injury, how does that feel when you had the injury and seeing what your team went through this year? Yeah, the injury was unfortunate. You know, the bad thing about it for me is I felt really good going into the season. This was the fastest start I ever had, putting up pretty good numbers. And I knew I was going to be productive this year, so it just happened at the wrong time. And watching the team from the outside, this year just didn't go the way we wanted. The comeback kids, the cardiac kids, what we had last year in 2011, we couldn't do. Making those comebacks late in the games, we couldn't overcome certain mistakes this year. And that starts with the veterans, the leadership in this locker room, and that's something that we're going to address in this offseason and hopefully do a lot better at next year. All right, in the midst of a season that wasn't as expected, there was a bright light. CJ breaking the record this year. What's it like to play with him, and tell a little bit about CJ and what type of person he is? Yeah, what can you say, man? CJ, Calvin Johnson, the most deserving of the contract, the nickname, and this year, the record. You would never think a record like Jerry Rice, single season yardage, would be broken. But there's no guy more deserving. You know, it's been a pleasure to play alongside of him, you know, be the Robin to his Batman, and I'm appreciative. You know, living legend in my time. I think when people look back at what CJ is able to accomplish in an NFL career, they're going to truly, truly understand what type of great player he was. Now, we both know the NFL is as unpredictable as shaking a magic eight ball. You're 31, coming off an injury, and your contract is a pretty big amount for the salary cap. Where's your future here with the Detroit Lions? You never know what's going to happen in this league. But I told myself when I signed here, I want to retire a Lion. That's one. I'm 31, got a few more years to go out here and route some of these guys up. And the next thing was try to bring a championship to Michigan. I'm going to do everything within my power. We have the right pieces to the puzzle here. So I feel like that I'm going to stay here. I'm not going nowhere. If it takes me to go talk to the management and work out something, I'm okay with that. You know, I'm not attached to the dollar sign hanging above my head. You know, the more important thing is playing with a team that you love, that you know is capable of winning a championship. And I know I got that here. I know that you have a lot of interest on and off the field. Clothing line, broadcasting. How do you balance all those things while being a professional athlete? Yeah, I do have a lot of interest off the field. My main priority is football. That's what I was brought here to do. I do love broadcasting. I went to broadcast boot camp and enjoyed it, learned a lot of things. Recently did a stint on ESPN. You'll probably see me doing some things this offseason. And B-Line, it's my clothing line. Seeing you wearing a shirt, looks good on you. I got the shirt also. So the people can look for that soon. It's going to be everywhere. I got some suits. Currently about five guys in the locker room are wearing them. You can go to BeelineSuiting.com, BeelineWorld.com. Got the Lion Blood shirts out, so it's something that keeps my interest. You know, this is a crazy world, so the more things you do to keep a smile on your face, the better. And these are the things that I like. Now, the last question, this is what I ask everybody, so I think it's appropriate that I ask you. If your shadow could talk, what would it say to you? Yeah, I'm familiar with the question. I watched the show. I'm a big fan. You know, if my shadow could talk, let me see. I would say my shadow would tell me that they ain't seen nothing yet. 2013, like how I put the 13 in there, it's the year of the Lion. So get ready. Everybody is a prey. It's time to eat. We got to have a big year coming up, and my shadow's going to be right there with me. I like that. I like that a lot. They haven't seen nothing yet. It's going to be a big year. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. It wasn't the season we expected, but I guarantee we'll have a better season next year. Happy New Year, and I hope you enjoyed your holidays. Go Lions.